following is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of News Talk 610 CKTB. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. Now, Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott.
Welcome to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott. Wayne has been a natural health advocate for over 25 years, a personal friend and student of Jim Strauss, founder of Strauss Naturals. Wayne has used his experience, years of experience of natural health remedies to help anyone in need that he can. And we are welcoming back into the program today. Wayne, how are you? How are things, Wayne?
Just fine, Matt. Thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm soaking up a little bit of sun that I didn't know was coming this afternoon.
Beauty. Beauty.
It's outstanding stuff.
That air is nice, too. It's above freezing today. It's nice.
I know. It just gives you a little, it gives the body a little bit of a more wake up, right? A little shake up.
Oh, it just, I really feel the difference, Matt, when it's above or below that freezing mark, personally. I don't know about you, but it's, well, it's spring-like when it gets above at this point in the winter, so it's nice.
Yeah, I find that this time of year when you start to feel the sun's rays a little bit more, and you can tell the sun's getting a little bit closer, and it's warming up a little bit, you can just, it just soaks right into you real quick.
No, it's great. It's great. When we're done, I'm going to wheelbarrow some more firewood up to the back door here, and carry on for the day. But I'm looking out at the lake. There's still a load of ice out there, of course. We're not done winter yet, but it's nice to see the end is in sight, Matt.
Yeah, it's closing in anyway, and we're closing in on the end of February as well. Reminder, this week we have a prize giveaway. This weekend you can win a small bottle of Strauss Heart Drops from Strauss Naturals. All you have to do is text the word GIFT and the number 10 with your name to 61010, and we'll pick a winner before the end of the program. The winner today with a small bottle of Strauss Heart Drops. And, Wayne, again, we're wrapping up February, Heart Health Month. Like this month flew by.
Yeah, it sure did. It sure did, Matt. And the saga continues with COVID and vaccines and so forth, and people being somewhat restricted depending where we're from. Here in Niagara, we're still under pretty strict rules, I think. I haven't heard if that's ending in these next few days or not. But BC, of course, is kind of wide open, and the Maritimes have been cautious all along. So it's depends on the part of the country you go in, and then I think it's similar in the United States. So interesting times indeed, but we'll be a lot better off, Matt, here in the North Country when if we are inside more than we'd like to be, then it'll be good when spring comes and get outside more fresh air, more exercise, hopefully. And older people often don't like to walk when there's ice and snow. They can fall and hurt themselves. So it's you know, it's not a naturally healthy time of year, really. The winter isn't, and we've got to do our best still to get out there and get some fresh air and keep moving anyway, whether it's inside or outside, that's for sure. You know, these are all important to our well-being, Matt, trying to get enough sleep and eat well. You know, it's a easy time to eat more junk food and takeout food, I suppose, and especially sitting in front of the TV or something, you know, it's pretty easy to fall off the wagon, so to speak. So, you know, I think we have to try and be conscious of that too, and at least mitigate some of that by making sure that we're doing something. If you've got an exercise routine or a dance routine or work with some weights and a little bit of cardio, it's great. You know, it's an important time for that.
Well, and you said it, though, like the wintertime, we've got like this almost inherent desire to just kind of bunker down and hibernate and, you know, fill up on comfort foods. It's why comfort foods come back in the cold. We want to do that, but it is, it's integral to not kind of ignore your health through all of this.
No, that's right. You know what's a major thing in the winter, Matt? I myself am one that it applies to, there's no doubt, is to keeping hydrated with enough water. It is a challenge in the wintertime. You know, most of us aren't sweating or perspiring or outside, you know, for the most part doing these things, colder temperatures. And so we often don't feel as thirsty. But, boy, if you've got dry lips or real dry skin, that's the first place to look, is to drink some more water. And I check myself all the time, Matt. My indicators seem to be my lips and hands. And it's amazing, truthfully, what you can do in one evening or in one day by consciously drinking a lot of water. And by a lot, I mean depending on your size. If you're over 200 pounds, that's over 12 glasses a day. So it does take quite an effort. I found that taking supplements helps me, Matt, because I get in an extra 3 or 4 glasses just taking those. But you really consciously have to try and do this. Sipping away once in a while on a glass or a bottle really won't do it for us. And dehydration's not a friendly condition. Many things can come from that. So it's one of the number one things, really, in the wintertime. Jim Strauss always said it's more important in winter than summer. In summer, you get all the signals. In wintertime, it can be deceiving if you're not paying attention to skin dryness and lips and so forth. So drink enough water, friends. The worst thing you can do is recycle it and flush your system. I mean, that's the worst thing you can do is drink too much. But rarely do many of us do that, Matt.
Well, and it's like you said, though, it is something that we don't have that usual trigger of I'm sweating, I'm thirsty, I'm hot, to kind of remind us. But it's been shown so many different times. Like water it's really, really important.
It is one of my favorite ways to take it. I just finished a mug before the show with at least a half a lemon squeezed into it, the juice from half a lemon. In hot water, and I'll drink it when it's warm. I mean, that's our body really has to turn everything to our body temperature, 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, before it's usable to us. So, you know, we're really best not to drink ice water. It's great when you're thirsty or to cool you down, no question about it. But truthfully, you know, room temperature to warm is the best way to drink, water. And with some lemon in it, boy, it's just a great way to start the day, too, Matt. It's a little bit of a knock on your liver. You're likely to use the bathroom just as soon or sooner than you might have, bowel movement, I mean. And it's a great alkalizer. It's a great way to start your body's functions off in the day, as opposed to what I've done many, many, many times is, you know, a couple of cups of coffee. You're always better if you can get that water in first and get started on that. And with lemon, it's just a beauty. It's vitamin C as well. There's just so many benefits to lemon.
What is it about the temperature of water for people? Like myself, I love a cold glass of water. I don't know why, but I do.
Well, whatever. I think a lot of people do, Matt. They serve it in the restaurants that way, often with ice cubes. And so many of the mixed drinks and soda pops and so forth are generally with ice so that it's ice cold. I think they taste better that way, especially those other drinks. But your body has to take everything to your body temperature, warm it up, if you will, in the case of cold drinks, to your body temperature. Then it's useful to your body, whether it's water or what it is. So it's just something to keep in mind. If you look at it, I guess, more as opposed to something you enjoy, this business of drinking enough water, just that it's just very good for you in so many ways. And, of course, you don't want to drink, I often do, but you don't want to drink a lot of tumblers in the evening because you will have to go to the bathroom. But I've found, Matt, since I've taken both the Strauss kidney blood pressure formula and the bladder formula, I'm up once through the night now. So I've carried on my routine of, I kind of play catch up in the evening after supper with water. Is what I do, and I know I need it anyway. It sure goes down very easily, but I'll drink, you know, 4 or 5 tumblers in the evening and then use the bathroom before I go to bed, and now I'm getting up once only through the night, so I'm kind of thrilled about that.
But that's something that I think a lot of, especially men, have concerns about as they get older, and women, you know, the older you get, the more interrupted your sleep is, because we know how important sleep is to your overall health, and kind of keeping that routine down would be a big benefit.
Well, sure, I'll tell you, Matt, a treatment for women would be the Strauss kidney formula and the Strauss bladder formula. Kills the bacteria. It's just what you... folks see for themselves, Matt. They don't need any numbers or tests or anything to know what's happening. The reports on urinary tract infections and so forth, which really plague some people. And so to kill the bacteria is the number one thing, and that's the number one thing these two formulas do. For men, it's very important. If you're having any issues when you're going to the bathroom, urgency to go but then can't hardly go or can't avoid your bladder, you can't empty your bladder, real urgency or lack of control, the men, if they add the Strauss prostate formula, Matt, that's really a dynamic trio for men. Speaking for myself, and you know, I have experience with so many others, but speaking for myself, my personal knowledge, those three together, that's the cat's meow. And your satisfaction's guaranteed. So if you're dissatisfied for any reason, I know the Strauss company, its policy is a full refund. So, and they're safe, Matt. I think that's important to tell folks. They've been safe for all these years and deemed safe, and sold in 7 countries, including Canada and the USA. And so there's no harm and there's no contraindications with our man-made chemical drugs or pharmaceuticals. They're quite different, Matt. They're like food and drugs. They're at different ends of the spectrum, because these Strauss formulas are 100% made from botanicals. They're all made from plants that you or your sister can grow in your garden at home, and put in the proper proportions with their values depending on the formula. As I say, in the case of bladder, prostate, and kidney, one of the main things is the antibiotic herbs that are in those formulas to kill bacteria in those places that are, and for the men, the prostate, same thing applies. Bacteria grows quickly there. It's diligent there. It's the toughest parts of our body to receive help of any kind. And so people should also be very diligent about the dosage and not skip a dose or too many of them, because it's just very effective and you want it to do what you want it to do. So, you know, you take those three if you're a man, the bladder and kidney if you're a woman, and you judge for yourself. In my experience, Matt, and in my own personal experience, in less than 7 days, I noticed a huge difference. When I first took the kidney, because it was the first available again of the original formulas, I noticed a difference in, I would say, the third or fourth day. Then the bladder came available. I took that, and I noticed another marked difference, going less to the bathroom, more again, in several days. So in total, I guess you could say I was a week before I noticed just a very big difference. And that's been my experience talking to other folks. Strauss sells a lot of those products now that they've made them available again in the original formula. And these are the kinds of results we hear back, Matt. Urinary tract infection. A lady called into a U.S. show last week and told her story of fighting it for so long. And she said she gave up, and when she heard of the Strauss bladder, she said, well, it won't work. Nothing has worked. And she said, but I had to buy it anyway. I can't quit and give up. And she called in with a wonderful story how, you know, it works so well for her. And it's just, these are great original formulas. Most of them, Matt, are 200 years old, if you can believe it. And they're all based on a family craft that's more than 200 years old in the Strauss family.
No kidding, man. Well, that's kind of like the kind of the legacy of it all is really cool.
You bet. I mean, in the old days, when Jim grew up, they made lots of natural medicine for people. And it was more, Jim says, in his growing up, on a bartering type thing. You would need some kind of medicine. He would grind it together and put the herbs together, and you might bring him a pound of bacon or, as he would say, a good pork soup that when it was cold, there was an inch of fat on the top. you know, otherwise he ate mostly fruit and vegetables growing up when he was on his own. So, you know, I think, of course, these are the best things for us to eat, as well as anything natural, that's truly natural. Original seeds, not genetically modified or grown in all kinds of chemicals, Matt. Those are the best foods for us, and it's getting more difficult, literally by the year, to get enough of those. And they say that 93% of all foods in our large grocery stores are or contain genetically modified organisms. So, you know, and this includes the produce section, and so it's never been more important, I don't think, Matt. The soil is depleted and the farmlands around the earth. We haven't let the fields lay in fallow every few years like we used to know back when I was a kid in school, but that wasn't done anymore, and now the soil's depleted. So our foods, our vegetables, aren't getting naturally what they're meant to have in terms of minerals and enzymes. And so when we eat them, we're not getting them. And so, as I say, every Schedule A disease is on the rise, despite modern medicine. And, you know, prevention and maintenance really, Matt, is the key. And, you know, everybody knows these things, that we should all get some exercise and fresh air and eat right and not too much of this or that. Try and live a healthy life. But, you know, when it comes down to it, the odds are poorer against us as time has gone on, because of the increase in number of chemicals, right down to, before COVID, 160,000 commercial airplane flights a day in the world. Everything has increased. Number of vehicles, number of chemicals, amount of chemicals in our city water. I remember back when I was a pretty young kid, when they decided to put fluoride in the drinking water in the city of Hamilton. And there was a fair bit of controversy, but I assume it's still being put in there. And it's when they added chlorine as an agent to, you know, kill bacteria that I started to become concerned. You know what happens when we swim in a chlorine pool, Matt? Mm-hmm. You know, our skin and our hair is dried out. It's a difficult chemical. So there's never been a time, really, that we needed both to supplement with vitamins and minerals and cleanse. You know, take the garbage out, basically, cleanse our various systems, help get rid of bacteria that either is giving us trouble or is gonna. And it's really maintenance at that point. Now, obviously, if someone has issues, Matt, these, in my own experience, these are wonderful things to choose to take, these formulas. There's no question about that. But I love the prevention side of it, the maintenance side of it, that if a person looked at it as a treatment, let's say, Matt, and did each of these formulas once every 2 years, the average person I'm talking about, not somebody that may have an existing problem, but but the average healthy person, it's, you know, it'd be the same as you do with your car or your furnace at home or your tractor. You change the oil and filters, and that's really what this is in our body. We either get the toxins and garbage out, or we don't, and it accumulates in us. And they say the average human has 30 pounds of waste in them. Well, that's the best weight to lose, and it's the hardest to lose. The Western medicine has nothing for that. But to cleanse, it just makes sense. We do it on the outside of our bodies, Matt.
Yeah. We got to do it on the inside, too. That's one of the other things we absolutely should be having some conversation about. Maybe we'll pick up on that on the other side. Wayne Elliott in with health and wellness here on the program. Reminder that today we are giving away a small bottle of Strauss Heart Drops. If you want to be the winner on that one, all you have to do is text the word GIFT10 with your name to 61010. And by the end of the program, we will select a winner. Again, GIFT10 with your name to 61010. Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott continues.
Now, back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTV.
Wayne has been a natural health advocate for over 25 years, a personal friend and student of Jim Strauss, the founder of Strauss Heart Naturals. And Wayne, of course, has been using those years of experience of natural health remedies to help anyone in need he can, and sharing some of those words on the program today. And Wayne, we were talking about that idea of kind of cleansing and kind of, you know, making sure that we're getting rid of the junk in our bodies and the amount of waste that's in there. I think some of that is always fascinating, and I think a little bit scary to people to know that how much is in there.
Well, it's true, Matt. And one thing I'd like to say, Jim Strauss always said this, and I've learned it through some unfortunate experiences with friends and folks, is that if you're going to lose a lot of weight, if you plan to go on a big weight loss program, for example, you're 300 pounds and you want to be 200 pounds, or you're 400 pounds, like a friend of mine, and got down to 225, what's very important if you're going to lose much weight, I mean, I'd say more than 15 pounds, really, Matt. Who knows where the straw is that broke the camel's back? Who knows which it is? Because if you just lose a big amount of weight and don't detox, then a larger percentage of your mass became poison or toxic. A larger percentage of you is waste. And if you think about it, you may have known someone who lost a lot of weight, didn't look particularly good. I found a common thing was uneven skin color in the face, is what I've experienced with some people. And they get ill and can die. I've had that happen with several friends that I've known over the years, friends of my parents. And so by all means, and of course you can do it during your weight loss. It's a great time to do it when you're cutting back on certain things that probably aren't good for you, the refined sugars and carbs, the baked goods, the breads, the soda pops, all of that. It's just a great time to cleanse, Matt, because you're not adding to it for that period of time. And you're really giving your body a break, and it's just a great time. So, and as you lose the weight, you're also losing the toxins. You're also detoxing various parts of your body. Liver is an important part of your body, of course, our big filter, kidneys. As we discussed, bladder, prostate, your blood system, of course, with Strauss Heart Drops, the flagship product, the Strauss Heart Drops for circulation. Our most important body function. We have 50,000 kilometers or so of vessels and veins and arteries in us, and that's because every single cell needs it. Same as a cob of corn, really, if you think of it, Matt. A cob of corn, you know the hair that comes out the end of the cob of corn?
Yep.
Those fine fibers? Each of those is attached to a kernel, and that's how the kernel gets the sunlight inside of that cob of corn that still has the whatever the outside's called, still has it around it. Those fibers, those little hairs, they carry the sunshine and the value of the sun to each kernel. So nature's an amazing thing, and our body's the same way with respect to blood and every single cell. Our nerves, our immune system cells, of course, our major arteries, heart, and brain, need the oxygen carried by the blood. It's the only transportation system. So it's the most important body function. And the Strauss Heart Drops are the greatest cleanse that I've ever experienced or seen, and saved me so many years ago and have kept me in good health. I've never stopped taking them. But it's important for this weight loss, Matt, that people are aware of that, that you're not, because you're losing weight by doing some good things, cutting out some bad things and maybe exercising, it's great. It's great, except that as you reduce your body mass, your weight, your size, a larger portion of you is then toxins. Whatever you were before, if you went from 300 to 200, that's a third. Well, you'd have a third more toxins per pound in you than before you started losing the weight. And so detoxing is a great thing to do. It's also a painless, easy way to lose weight because those toxins weigh something, like we discussed a few minutes ago. So, and it's just the best, easiest, painless, non-intrusive way to do it. I'd like to mention a store that I had the pleasure of going into here in Niagara and Welland on Lincoln Street there. And the store is called Simply Holistic by Deanna. And what a very nice lady and her daughter Ty worked the store, and just lovely people. They sell the full Strauss line, Matt, but I was so impressed with the various creams, for example, and other products that they carried. And I'm going to go back and get some, because Jim Strauss always said, don't put anything on our skin that we wouldn't eat. And I believe that, you know, it goes into our skin and into our bloodstream eventually, or some of it. And she has some great products there, Deanna and her daughter Ty do, and a lovely store. It's a great experience, so I'd urge anybody to go in there. And you can also get any of the Strauss line of products there if that's what you care to do. But nice people, great store to visit, and some really nice products, Matt, for your exterior health, if you will.
Well, both of them matter, right? Like, let's face it, interior, exterior, they all play different roles, right?
You bet. Well, you know what happens to a tree if it loses its bark.
Yep.
So Jim Strauss always said that we could live. He was confident that the average human could live to age 125 if it wasn't for our soft tissues, if we could make our soft tissues last longer. He always said that, and of course, probably leading the pack would be the skin, Matt. You know how our skin can get very thin and bruised so easily and so forth. So that's the kind of thing Jim was talking about. Our bones and our even our organs, I guess, could do better, but our soft tissues, muscles and skin and so forth is the challenge. So I think it is important. I've really tried a lot of things over these years and to try and stay away from using chemicals, whether it's toothpaste to body wash. And I think it's something good to be conscious of, or skin cream if folks use it. These are anything that has chemicals in it, really, Matt, isn't meant for us, to put it plainly. It's not natural. We don't have equipment, if you will, to handle chemicals.
Well, that's kind of, in essence, like the basis for Strauss Naturals, right?
That's the basic core belief. Jim Strauss said 25 years ago that he believed the incredible rise in cancer. It used to be kind of a rarity, Matt. When I was very young and started working, it was not near so common. And it was almost, with some people, almost talked about like a communicable disease. I remember one gentleman that really helped me out. He was the manager of a plant in Hamilton. And when he told me that he looked worried one day, and he was always so nice to me. I was in there every day with my truck, and he said, "They tell me I've got the C." Didn't even say the word back then. Some people wouldn't. Well, now there's very few people that don't know somebody or haven't had a form of cancer themselves. Jim always said that the two main culprits were genetically modified foods, where we can't duplicate nature, and therefore the exact precise number of enzymes of various types can't be in the food, because you just can't. Nature doesn't even duplicate itself exactly, Matt. There's no two pine trees identical, or two giraffes, or two dogs. They're nature, that's where we get our strength, is that biodiversity. So making all of these foods the same, and scientists later warned, much after Jim Strauss did, warned that there could be other dangers with GMO foods. But to start right at the basis, if it isn't natural, you know, and it isn't in nature's proportion, well, as Health Canada announced maybe, 8 or 10 years ago now, corn isn't good for you. Well, that's because it isn't natural corn anymore, Matt. It's all these different strains of GMO corn, peaches and cream. There was no natural peaches and cream corn. That was GMO, and so all the corn is now. You, as far as I know, I don't know where, unless somebody grew it in their garden, where you'd find the original corn. Now oranges are the same. Many of the tomatoes, of course. That was the very first GMO vegetable, was the tomato. And so, you know, GMO foods and chemicals, man-made chemicals. They've literally come up with so many versions of the original, I think, 143 man-made chemicals, Matt, that it's in everything. The plastic we're eating and drinking out of, we just use so much plastic, which is chemicals and oil derivatives, and so we really are surrounded by it. Our city water is treated, our drinking water, you know, is treated. If you do any research on this, they have to make sure there's no bacteria and so forth in it, so we're treating it in modern ways, and there's just many things that aren't in our health's best interest that are a usual matter of fact these days, and the chemicals all around us, I don't know what we do about that, except what I try and do in my own house is to limit them, and certainly with my personal care products I do. That's where I do draw the line, and if I'm going to put something on or in or... myself, it's not going to be chemicals. But anyway, this store is Simply Holistic. Just a great experience to go in there, talk to the ladies, and look at some of those skin and exterior, I'll call them, care products. They have other great things too. I bought my my greens, powdered greens there, and another one of their good products. So they have all kinds of things, but they got some very nice, really nice lines of products that I found aren't usual in health stores, really, Matt.
Well, that's good to know that there's another great little place out there that's doing those sorts of thing. Wayne Elliott in with us. It is the Health and Wellness Show here on 610 CKTV. Today we are giving away a small bottle of Strauss Heart Drops. All you have to do is text the word GIFT, the number 10 with your name, so GIFT 10 and your name, to 61010. In a few minutes we'll draw that name and announce the winner. But we will continue on the Health and Wellness program with Wayne Elliott here on News Talk 610 CKTB.
Now, back to Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott on News Talk 610 CKTV.
More on the program with Wayne, as our good friend has been a natural health advocate for over 25 years, a personal friend and student of Jim Strauss, the founder of Strauss Naturals. Wayne has been using his experience, years of experience of natural health remedies to help anyone in need that, is asking for it and can. And, we're going to announce our winner on our small bottle of Strauss Heart Drops in a couple of moments. But we were talking about the idea, Wayne, of the kind of detoxing and going through that and getting rid of things. Is the heart drops, like, for somebody who's trying to maybe get in for something specific, maybe not, but if somebody's just going into a general detox, looking to kind of cleanse, I guess, is the heart drops a starting point, or where would you steer them?
Well, the heart drops is a great starting point always, because it's shown to carry your blood everywhere that you have a vessel or vein to carry it, including to your skin. You might have noticed people in the past with grayish blue lips or skin, grayish blue, and that's insufficient blood flow to the skin. So the Strauss Heart Drops, that's what they have shown to do. It's certainly what they did for me and my folks and so many others that I am aware of, is to dissolve that plaque, the cholesterol plaque, and it's quite invigorating. A person won't need any tests or numbers or anyone else to tell them they've improved. They certainly could do that, but there's no mistaking the increase in energy as you increase blood flow, Matt. There's just no mistaking it yourself. You can't not notice. And if you have blood restricted anywhere, and
kind of the starting point, though,
including the main heart arteries, yeah, and the carotid arteries up the side of our neck to feed our brain with blood, and that oxygen, our brain needs 20% of all the oxygen that we take in. When there's too little, we can have a stroke, of course, or a brain attack. And same thing with our heart. When there's too little blood or carrying too little oxygen,
it's one of those things that I think for some reason I don't think a lot of people kind of equate that. I think when you just call it a brain attack, I think that just kind of clicked for me. That's like that's an interesting way to put it, because I think people don't realize there's, you know, the direct correlation almost.
Oh, absolutely directly correlated, Matt. It's blood flow and the oxygen that's carried in your blood. The blood carries everything. There's only one highway in our body, and that's our blood system. It carries the waste water, the water, you know, maybe most importantly, the oxygen, the food, medicines. Everything has to travel in the blood. Anything that you eat or let's say rubbed on your skin and absorbed by your skin is traveling in your blood. So it is the only highway, and it is the most important body function, you know, to be like part of your car, I guess, Matt, not getting the lubrication it was meant to get. If your engine wasn't lubricated, I suppose it would seize or something would go wrong.
Yeah.
So, you know, blood flow is number one. I'd suggest that's a great place for people to start. And I would say this, because of the Strauss Heart Drops and what they do, if you're going to take one or more of the other formulas, I strongly urge people to take the Strauss Heart Drops as well. Just the benefits are very many, Matt, and you want blood flow everywhere. Trust me, you do. Where you have restricted or blocked blood flow anywhere, there will be a problem at some point. And diabetics, it would certainly be the sole product that I would recommend for diabetics. If we could only pick one, of course, would be the Strauss Heart Drops, because blood flow is their biggest concern. So anybody on diabetes, I've seen just some wonderful, wonderful things where people had even lost part of their extremities, toes, feet, legs, and were just taken out of pain and just some great stories. So diabetics, my mother was certainly one of them, and she didn't lose any part of herself, but she had diabetes for years. And so just a great product if you have diabetes. And your satisfaction is guaranteed, and so is your safety, Matt. So if you're taking something else, some other pharmaceutical drug, as I say, they're as different as food from your garden and the man-made chemical formulas in the pharmaceutical drugs. They're at opposite ends of the scale.
Well, that's really important that it doesn't kind of interact or anything with everything else, because I think there's a lot of people out there who are on different medications, having different kind of conversations with their pharmacists and trying to figure out what works with what and what doesn't work with whatever one. If you can take that part of the equation out, it makes it a little bit easier.
Oh, you bet, and that's just so important. We always get to mention this for a minute or so, is that folks do be a part of their own health choices and awareness, of course. And if you're on a prescription or more than one, do read that paperwork. And you can research on the internet all of this information. If there are other drugs that this particular drug contraindicates with, well, then you'll know. And the pharmacists, doctors, God bless them, they're all working hard, but they're human. They make mistakes. And humans, well, it will always have some margin of error. And if someone slips up and gives you, it happened to my friend Joe. He had his last three prescriptions he had 13 already, and these last three, two of them contraindicated with ones he was already on. And so you want to be a part of your own, be your own safety committee there and read your paperwork. And if you get any of the side effects mentioned in your paperwork, they do tell you the common side effects, the severe side effects, and so forth. And if you're having any of those, by all means, call your doctor like they tell you to do, and then he or she can deal with it in whatever way is best, changing the type of pill or your dosage or whatever they decide. But don't sit quiet. Or in this case, Matt, ignorance isn't necessarily bliss.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that I've seen a lot more people in the last few years anyway, continuing to care more about their health, to be more engaged in the processes that they're having discussions about what's in things, where yeah. Years prior, you just had people going, okay, whatever, sure, why not? It feels like it's a more engaged kind of public.
Yeah, I'd agree with that as well. Over the time, it seems to be like a clock ticking around where people are showing more interest to start with, and then making their own choices or making some of their own choices, at least having meaningful conversations with their doctor to start with. And there are so many of us that just don't, Matt. When doctors were surveyed a long time ago, 10 years plus, maybe more than that ago, surveyed at what would they say to their patients if they could just talk openly and honestly with them. And they all said, ask for less drugs. That's what the doctors said, was that because people see commercials and sometimes they glamorize these, Matt, that, beautiful people after they've taken the drugs and so forth. And so people, are hopeful and they'll ask their doctor about these drugs apparently. And then, the doctor wants to help you. And so I think that's how a lot of this happens, that people get on the drugs. They never do read the paperwork, and they never do read the risks, and they never certainly likely ever read a clinical study. It's always opened my eyes when I did. I couldn't really believe some of the things I read. in some cases, Matt, you'd be surprised how low the success rate is for something to be approved. I've read it myself. Everybody can read it. It's public knowledge, but it's very surprising. And it brought me back to thinking that this morning when I was reading the news. A fourth vaccine's been approved in Canada, and they're claiming a 62% efficacy or efficiency rate. Now, that's the lowest of four so far. There was the 95% Pfizer, the 90% Moderna, they claimed, the Johnson & Johnson at 66% effective, and this AstraZeneca at 62%. I'm just wondering how low can they go and still be approved? I was wondering, Matt. I mean, it's something if you're interested in such things, and I'm always, even in our regular business, my job was mostly looking at the downside of things and looking at the potholes in the road and trying to look downfield if you're a football player, so I have these concerns, and they say that they should be okay to mix and match them because folks apparently are getting oftentimes two different manufacturers' versions of the vaccine. And I don't believe that's been tested either, Matt. So there's an awful lot of rush going on with this, and the very short studies. And as I said last week, I think Canadians may in the end that there'll be a few more months to see what happens in the rest of the world that are getting vaccines and see if they identify any more, another group or groups that maybe shouldn't have it. I've heard of people's doctors advising them not to. A fellow just contacted me this morning with that. And with allergies, they say we shouldn't have a vaccine. And all I'm saying, Matt, is if they did discover another group of individuals, and just to use example, diabetics or people with high blood pressure or any other ailment, maybe they'll discover that before most Canadians have the chance to get vaccinated. So as they say, there's an upside to everything, and this delay may be an upside there for Canadians.
We got a couple of minutes left in the program here, Wayne, as we're going through this, and I think everybody's really hyper thinking about their health and their wellness lately, and going through this. And you were talking about kind of the idea of when you started looking into things, when you started kind of digging deeper into your own personal health. Where are some of the places where you think people should be starting that kind of conversation with themselves?
Well, there's a lot of information online. What I found very interesting, and when I tried it, it proved out to be true as far as I was concerned, is eating right for our blood type. And I bought a book years ago by Dr. Jay Adamo. There are several of them, and I imagine they're quite similar in their information. I would expect they'd be. But eat right for your blood type. I found that to be true, that the foods that for your blood type that you should avoid. I believe it is, it's true what they're saying. Some of the things I loved and yet gave me indigestion most of my life and other things I didn't like that I shouldn't have. And you'll find out three lists, the things, foods to avoid that are like poison to you, they say, the larger group of foods in the middle, which is just nourishing food for you, types of food, and they cover all the food types from beverages to condiments to meats to fish, veggies, fruits, everything, spices. And then the last is highly beneficial foods for you, the ones that are like medicine to you, particularly for your blood type. And I was a while years ago thinking about this, Matt, and thinking, well, why would that be different? We're all humans. I know we eat different things in different parts of the earth, but I always like to get a second set of proof. And what came up for me was the bears. All the bears we have, polar bears, grizzlies, black, brown, red bears, brown bears. And they have different diets. They're all bears, but they have different, maybe they have different blood types. I don't know. I never tested a bear. But do you understand what I mean? Some of them eat meat and fish, and others eat berries and don't eat meat. So it's, I really do think it applies. I'd suggest people consider that. And if you're going to lose some weight, consider the first weight to be toxins and do a number of cleanses. The Strauss line of products is great, every one of them for that purpose. But there are others out there. Find a good liver cleanse and lose that weight. It's the easiest. It's the best weight to lose, and it's the only weight to lose it, really, is if you detox, if you cleanse it out. Consider some good supplements that we need these days. D3, B compound, vitamin C, full spectrum minerals. They're my main four, other than the Strauss products that I take, Matt. You know, we just need them. Where they're not in our foods, and in the case of older people, you don't get it in the sunshine, the vitamin D3, like you did when you were younger. So, you know, I take that every day.
Getting all that stuff in you is a very big key, right? That's one of the pieces. And one of the places you can start with the Strauss Heart Drops. And the winner of today's giveaway, which is a small bottle of Strauss Heart Drops, is Afferton in St. Catharines, taking away the prize on that one today. Wayne, that's all the time we've got for the program today. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you again.
You take care. There is Wayne Elliott. And that has been Health and Wellness on News Talk 610 CKTB.
Health and Wellness with Wayne Elliott is a paid presentation. The medical recommendations and views expressed may not be those of News Talk 610 CKTB. Always consult your family doctor or pharmacist. For past episodes, go to 610CKTB.com and click on Shows.